Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Monica, host of From Heartbreak to Healed. I'm a life coach for women. I'm a wife, a mama, a granny, and a Christian. I help women turn their heartbreak into joy. After walking my own infidelity journey, it has become my passion to help guide you on your journey. This podcast is for the woman who is ready to heal her heartbreak and find joy on the other side. Let's get started.
Well, hi. Welcome back. So glad you came back for another episode. So we are at episode 51. That's just wild to believe that it's taken me a little longer than a year to get 52 episodes in, but still, that's amazing. So one of the things that I have been, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, so much exciting new things happening, a group program launching, a masterclass I'll be hosting that will be free for anybody who wants to join. My graphics, my logo, brand new website, like all these things, and they're just all coming to play at the same time. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is what do I want the topic of my masterclass to be? And so I was going back and I was looking through the consultations that I would do with prospective clients. And there was an overwhelming theme that I noticed when I was going back and looking at those. And that theme was finding self-love, creating self-love, loving yourself again after betrayal. And almost every woman who filled out my Google form has said something of that same nature, maybe not in those exact words, but self-esteem, self-love, just all of those things. And so I want to share this idea with you today. So I titled this podcast episode, Embracing Imperfection, Finding Self-Love After Betrayal. And I think that this was really, really pivotal in my healing. And I want to kind of share this idea of embracing imperfection with you because I think it can be pivotal in your own healing journey. So, this podcast is all about supporting women on their journey of overcoming infidelity and rediscovering self-love. That's the essence of this podcast. And so how can we embrace imperfection as a critical step towards healing from the pain of infidelity? And so I'm going to share a story with you about a resilient woman who found herself so devastated after discovering her partner's infidelity. And in the midst of all of that pain, she embarked on a journey of self-discovery, of learning to embrace her flaws and imperfections along the way. And today, that woman stands tall. She radiates confidence and self-love, and she's a testament to the transformative power of embracing imperfection. Now, that story is me, but I also want that story to be you. And I do believe we have to embark on a journey, and I call it the hero's journey. And inside my program, I teach on that. I've done a podcast episode on that. But if you don't willingly agree to embarking on the journey of self-discovery and learning to embrace your flaws and imperfections, you're going to stay stuck. So, how do we do that? How in the world do we embrace imperfection in order to love ourselves? Because you would think it would be the opposite of that. Well, the first thing we have to do in embracing imperfection is we have to acknowledge the pain, because we all experience pain. We all experience emotions. And as humans, our human nature is to ignore the pain and the suffering and the hard emotions, to buffer them away, to eat them away, to sleep them away, to drink them away, to shop them away, to Netflix them away, to download a new game on your iPad, you know, and play the game, play them away, read them away, whatever your drug, I say in quotes, of choice is, our first instinct is to avoid the emotion instead of acknowledging the emotion. And then we have to be willing to just let go of perfectionism, letting go of the perfect family. You know, my hobby when my kids were little, especially my girls, was to dress them in really cute clothes at the, you know, cheapest price I could find. I was really, really good at shopping the bargain racks at Gap and Janie and Jack and Gymboree and Minnie Bowden. And so my kids were dressed in really adorable clothes that I paid very little for. And then I would turn around and sell them on eBay. Often I made money on my kids' clothes because I would buy them cheap. They would wear them and I would resell them at a higher price than what I bought them. They had matching bows, their outfits coordinated. Like, I loved to do that. And I remember somebody at church saying to us one time, well, you guys are just like the perfect little J. Crew family. Because I had given off this persona of perfectionism. And, you know, we were at church every Sunday and we were dressed in these cute coordinating outfits. And like, and when I was willing to let go of that image of my family, so much healing happened for me. But also, so many people swooped into my life to love on me, to accept me, and to help me move forward, that it just, I don't know, there's just so much pressure on being perfect. And then that exacerbates our feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. And so we've got to let go of perfectionism, wherever the perfectionism lies for you. The third thing is cultivating self-compassion. And this is a topic that I'm going to be diving really, really deep into in my group program, which, by the way, I've already sent out the first emails for the group program. So be sure to check the show notes and get on the wait list. You'll get that first email. I'm offering a small group called the Creative Circle to start this month for $27 a month. It's insane, the pricing that I've put it at. So if that is something you are like, yes to all of this, all of these things I'm going to talk about today, we will be doing deep dives inside the program. So it's this concept of self-compassion and how we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding can facilitate healing and self-love. The fourth thing I think that we have to do in order to embrace this imperfectionism is embrace vulnerability. Because we already feel so vulnerable by the hurt that's been done to us. And we want to like harden our hearts. We want to like close ourselves off from anything, but it's the vulnerability that allows people in to love you, allows you to see yourself for who you really are. And when we're vulnerable, we also will share our imperfect selves with others. And then we get these deeper connections. We can get some genuine intimacy, whether that's a friendship intimacy, or that's in a new relationship, or that's in the relationship you're trying to save. And then the fifth thing, and listen, this is the one I still struggle with, but it's celebrating progress. You have to celebrate your small victories and milestones. And I have been reminded of this in my most recent healing journey. So I've mentioned this before, but at the end of February, I had surgery on my ulnar nerve in my elbow. They had to move it to a new location. It was compressed where it was and they had to move it. Just yesterday, I was able to get out of the splint. So I have not total freedom of the arm. If I'm going to be out in a big crowd, I'm going to be doing some heavy cleaning work that I may accidentally overuse the arm, I've got to put it back in the splint. But for the most part, he wants me out of the splint more than he wants me in it. And I'm out, but my arm is nowhere near 100% functional yet. Not even close. Like, one of the two things he asked me to do was to wash my hair with that arm and to brush my teeth. Well, I don't wash my hair every day, so I haven't done that yet. But I tried the brushing of the teeth last night and this morning. Not there yet. Not there. But I could stay focused in all the ways my arm is not there. Or I can choose to celebrate the little victories of, listen, I don't have to wear that splint to bed anymore. I don't have to keep my arm bent at a 90 degree angle anymore. I can practice straightening it and I can stretch it and I can pick up a cup and I can carry pots and pans and I can, there's so many things I can do today I couldn't do yesterday. And so this whole idea of celebrating our progress instead of focusing on the end result and seeing how we're not there is so important. So let's go back to the first one. The first one we talked about was acknowledging pain. I'm going to go through each of these briefly, give you a few little tips and strategies for each one. But like I said, if you want a deeper dive into all of these topics, you need to get inside my program. How do we acknowledge pain? First of all, one of the ways we acknowledge pain is we learn to name our pain. We get really good at knowing what the different emotions are and figuring out what emotion exactly we are feeling. And then another way that we acknowledge the pain is we just allow it to be there. We don't make it wrong for showing up. We don't should ourselves into believing we should be feeling something different. No, anger showed up today. Hi, anger. Welcome. What are you here to teach me today? Resentment showed up today. Hi, resentment. I'm ready to learn from you. What are you here to teach me? Our emotions are our teachers, and they will teach us so much about ourselves and about life and about healing if we allow them. So first step in acknowledging the pain is naming it. I want you to name the pain that you're feeling. It's really easy to call all pain anger, and I want you to go deeper than that. If you need help with that, you can Google feelings wheel or emotions wheel, and it will kind of help expand on how to name your pain. Number two was letting go of perfectionism. How do we do that? I'll tell you one way that I learned to let go of perfectionism on my healing journey was I had to ask for help. As a single mom in a home without a male, there were some things I physically couldn't do myself. And I had to be okay with asking someone to help me. And I don't like that. I like to be very independent. It's part of why I've struggled so much after this surgery on my arm, because I physically can't do what I have always prided myself in being able to do. And I see now that that was just another shield that I put up in order to keep people out. That if I could learn to do everything myself and be 100% independent, I wouldn't need anybody. And if I didn't need anybody, they couldn't hurt me, which is not true. So one way that you can let go of that perfectionism is to be needy. To allow someone to help you. Number three is we talked about the cultivating of self-compassion. There's a few ways that you can do this. One of the ways that I teach my clients and is going to be inside the program is I teach a forgiveness meditation where you just forgive yourself for a thought that you had, for a feeling that you had, for a should have thought, you know, like I should be farther along. No, I forgive myself for thinking that because that's not the truth. I should be right where I'm at. I'm right where I need to be. So learning to forgive yourself. Another way to cultivate self-compassion is to remove the should from your vocabulary, because whenever you have should in a thought or a belief, almost always the emotion connected with that is shame. And shame has no place in your healing journey. There is zero shame in anything you do or say or think. And if shame shows up, it's there to teach you something, not to judge you. And so we just don't should ourselves. We don't shame ourselves for anything. All right, how do we embrace vulnerability? Well, I'll tell you the way I embraced vulnerability is I started to share my story. Maybe it's you need to have an honest conversation with your parents about what's going on. Maybe it's you need to reach out to a pastor or a priest, or maybe it's you need to join this group coaching program that I'm creating and stop hiding the fact that you've now joined the infidelity club and get in a program with other women who know how you feel and be vulnerable and show up for coaching and let other women be changed by your story and your coaching. That's what happens inside our community. And then you got to celebrate the progress. Find some tiny thing to celebrate. You figured out how to pay a bill you've never paid before. You got yourself on a budget to know that you can afford to be independent. You got your husband to say yes to counseling so you guys can try to work it out. You put yourself in counseling, even though the husband said no. You joined a group coaching program where you know you're going to get the tools and the resources and the coaching you need to create healing. And when we can take each of those five things and we do them over and over and over and they compound, our journey to healing speeds up a little bit and we move farther along. Because I want you to get to the end of this and realize that you've overcome your perfectionism, you've embraced your imperfections on this journey. That doesn't mean there won't be challenges, triumphs, lessons along the way. There will be all of that. That's part of the hero's journey. You will have obstacles. You will have challenges. But when you learn to embrace the imperfection, when you create self-compassion, when you learn to acknowledge the pain, then the obstacles just become that, obstacles. They don't stop you. They make you stronger if you want them to. So I want to remind you of this. Healing from infidelity is a journey. And it's okay to stumble along the way. It's okay to send that text message and then be like, I shouldn't have done that. It's okay to try to reconnect and then be like, we really shouldn't be reconnecting. It is okay. There is nothing on your journey that is the wrong choice. It's simply the choice you make in the moment. And I want you to embrace your imperfections because your imperfections are what make you beautifully human. And we're all just humans trying to figure out this world and this life. But I also want to remind you that you are worthy of love and you're deserving of joy, just as you are. You don't have to change to have that. And that's what I teach women. That's my goal in life, is to get every woman to believe that they can create joy just as they are. That wraps up today's episode. I would love for you to leave a rating with a review. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the other ways that you can hang out with me. If you're looking for more one-on-one help in your healing journey, I'm opening a few more spots for coaching. You'll get 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me, specific to your needs. You will also get a copy of my Joy Creator Journal, which is literally worth its weight in gold. Fill out the interest form in the show notes and I'll be in touch. Let's get you on the path to creating massive amounts of joy. Much love, Monica. And remember, joy comes in the morning.